Hello?
Hello, is Rhonda Molter there?
Who's calling?
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Of course. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or probably not vote?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you so much. And in the 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I know your age?
70.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and just to be sure we are representing everyone, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all, 10 means that you're extremely motivated, and you can use any number between 0 to 10.
Oh, boy, motivation. 7.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Okay, and would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way of Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Of course. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Disapprove.
Okay, and is that strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important this issue is for you to have them focused on. Use 10 if it's the most important for you, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it's not important at all for you. You can use any number between 0 to 10. So the first issue is combating climate change and protecting the environment.
3.
Okay, thank you. Next one, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Thank you. Next one, banning TikTok.
3.
Thank you. Next one, addressing immigration and border security.
10.
Thank you. Next one, protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
10.
Thank you. Next one, fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Thank you. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Thank you so much. Next one, banning assault weapons.
3.
Okay, thank you. Next one and last one, improving K-12 education.
The last one is what?
Improving K-12 education.
10.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm sorry. Now, do you believe that President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
No.
Okay, thank you. And you answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you feel less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
Still motivated.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold or unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You can use any number from 0 to 100. So the first one is Cornell West.
Don't know what that is. So 0, I guess.
Okay. We can use 0. However, there is also the option to never hear of.
Oh, never heard of.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Democrats in Congress.
I'm sorry, what was the...
Sure. The next one is... Of course. The next one is Democrats in Congress. From 0 to 100, how would you rate it?
At this moment, 0.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, TikTok. Okay, thank you so much. Next one, YouTube.
0.
Thank you. Next one, Cory Booker.
Fifty.
Thank you so much. Next one, Mark Zuckerberg.
0.
Yeah, how do you feel towards them? Is that very warm or very cold? And you can use any number between 0 to 100. It's just to rate your feelings, your personal feelings.
Yeah. Trying to differ between the person and what he's done, you know? I would say 25.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next one, Charlemagne de Gaulle.
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Donald Trump.
0 again, you have to separate the guy from what he did, what he does. Wow. 50.
Okay, thank you. Next one, X, formerly known as Twitter.
25.
Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden.
Ten.
Thank you. And last option, Republicans in Congress.
0.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now,
but
I said
the same thing about Democrats.
I'm sorry.
Neither one of them are doing the job they're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Totally understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for your opinion. Next one, and I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Robert Kennedy.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, what makes you support Robert Kennedy Jr. for president? This is an open question.
He's an independent. He's wise to what's going on the Hill. And being a lawyer makes him good at compromise.
Okay. Thank you. Let me just take notes here. Compromised. Okay.
I just don't think he's going to make it to the polls, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of stuck with the Republican or Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I get it. Thank you so much. Okay. Now changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Is that a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence, or AI, is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and society, or more of a threat?
I can't predict the future. I don't know.
No worries. Thank you so much. Now, which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
More.
Okay. Thank you so much. And thinking about the potential use or any use of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? The options are Russia, law enforcement, big U.S. tech companies, North Korea, China, foreign tech companies, or the U.S. government.
I think they all equally hold responsibility.
Mm-hmm. In this case, we can select just one. I'm sorry?
I was trying to think, what are the options again?
Oh. Of course. The options are Russia, law enforcement, big U.S. tech companies, North Korea, China, foreign tech companies, or the U.S. government?
The U.S. government.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? The options are multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, less than once a month, or not at all. The first one is TikTok.
Multiple times a day.
Thank you. Next one, X, formerly Twitter.
Never.
Thank you. Next one, Instagram.
Multiple times a day.
Thank you. Next one, Facebook.
Multiple times a day.
Thank you. And last, social media, YouTube.
Multiple times a day.
Okay, thank you so much. And as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? The options are accessing unfiltered news and information, connecting with people who share your views and values, organizing, communicating with, and hearing from your community, learning new skills, for example, cooking, home and car repairs, etc., learning about businesses and products, or watching entertainment content.
Information.
Okay. So is that accessing unfiltered news and information? Is that your option?
Yes.
Or do you want me to repeat the other? Okay. Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. You can strongly agree, somewhat agree, strongly disagree, or somewhat disagree or strongly disagree. So the first statement is, Meta plays a negative role in society.
Disagree somewhat.
Is that okay? Thank you. And next one, TikTok plays a negative role in society.
Disagree. Definitely.
Okay, thank you. So just to confirm, is that somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one, X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
Disagree strongly.
Thank you. And last statement, TikTok keeps users' data secure.
I don't know.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much. One second.
Shush.
Okay. And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing into law?
I've heard about it, yes.
Okay. And have you heard a lot or a little bit about that?
A lot.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent companies doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose to this law?
Oppose.
Okay. And do you somewhat or strongly oppose?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
No, that's a wide question. It depends what else they have on their agenda. Would that be, what are the options?
Of course, the options are much more likely to vote for, somewhat more likely to vote for, somewhat more likely to vote against, or much more likely to vote against.
Somewhat likely to vote against.
Okay, thank you. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Let me read the options. They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors. They are playing politics. They are trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They are concerned that China could use their TikTok to spy on us. Or they want to protect U.S. citizens' data security.
Silence.
Okay, thank you. Okay, got it. Okay, next one. We're just a couple of questions to go. Generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. The options are print newspapers and magazines, news websites or apps, music and entertainment sites, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, cable TV news such as CSN, Fox News, or MSNBC, YouTube, national evening networks TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, talk or news radio, local TV news, or none of the above.
All of them.
Okay. Thank you. Let me just select them real quick. Okay. Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
14.
Okay, is that some college or vocational certificate or high school graduate?
College graduate.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, separate, single, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Thank you so much. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for all your help and your time. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.